Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 8, 3 and 4.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 8, 3 and 4. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? My husband and I spent 3 weeks aboard our boat home exploring the coastal islands last summer. One of our favorite things to do when anchored in a cove or harbor far from city lights is to go outside after dark and stargaze. I look at the night sky and see more individual stars than I could possibly count. I see the Milky Way and know that there are many more galaxies out there, far beyond my vision, and each contains millions of stars. Then I consider how the Bible says that God created those heavenly bodies and calls each star by name. Without fail, my heart is moved to worship and my thoughts take me to the psalmist's words in today's Bible verse. I've read that the naked human eye can see approximately 5,000 stars. Using a 200-inch observatory mirror, one can see more than a billion stars. Try to wrap your mind around those numbers. And try to imagine the size of the universe. If we were to travel at the speed of light, it would take 40 billion years to reach the edge of the universe as astronomers understand it. Surely, we can see the enormity of our God when we look at his heavens. I've also read that the moon is the ideal size and distance from the earth in order to keep the tidal action what it needs to be. If it was larger or nearer to the earth, the tides would not stop at the seashore as they do. They would flood the lowlands, erode the mountains, and cover the entire earth's surface with water more than a mile deep. Surely we can see the wisdom of our God when we look at his heavens. God set the heavens in place with his fingers. His fingers. My mind simply cannot fathom his greatness and majesty. Is it any wonder that the psalmist asked, "What is man that you are mindful of him?" God scooped a pile of dust into his hands and formed the first man. Imagine, our origin is from dust, and we return to dust. That doesn't sound so impressive, does it? The words fragile, weak, and insignificant come to mind. But God doesn't think of us in those terms. He considers us precious. So precious that he breathes his life into us, gives his life up for us, and then makes his home in us when we place our faith in Jesus for salvation. Ponder for a moment what it means that God is mindful of you. The psalmist helps us with his words written in Psalm 139, 17 and 18. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God! They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and when I wake up, you're still with me. You can just hear the marvel and wonder in his voice. You, my friend, are more than a fleeting thought to the God who created the universe. You are on his mind day and night. Not in a negative sense, as we sometimes harbor ongoing thoughts about other people, but in a positive sense, because he cherishes you and is constantly working in you to make you more like Jesus. God's thoughts toward you are so many that they cannot be counted. They are more than the grains of sand on the earth's seashore and more than the stars he set in the sky. Now, ponder for a moment what it means that God cares for you. In 1 Peter 5:7, we're told to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. Because he is invested in our well-being, he invites us to heave, to hurl, to throw with force onto his back anything that causes us distress or worry or fear. Anything that disrupts our peace and steals our joy. Those cares are too much for us to bear without injury, but he can handle them. And he wants to. Give them to me, he says. The next time you feel like your burden is too great to bear, go outside at night and gaze at the heavens like the psalmist did, like my husband and I do. Let that sight stir your heart to worship and praise. Linger there and soak in the magnificent truth that the God who set the universe in place holds you in his hands. He's thinking of you this very moment, and he loves you more than words can say. May I pray for you? Dear God, your strength and wisdom and creativity leave us in wonder and awe. Your thoughts toward us and your love for us leave us humbled. Words alone cannot adequately express our gratitude and praise. We give you our hearts in worship because you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.